está Messi.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Tonight we have Joe on the phone, obviously, and we have another special guest interview as we continue our Back in the Day series where we talk to soccer fans on their memories and their reasons why they fell in love with football in the first place. So stay tuned for that. But as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. You can subscribe on Twitter, football_weekly. You can subscribe on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to download all of our episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. So just go into search Football Weekly Podcast, and we should pop up. But guys, another jam-packed show. Let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
Oh, can you believe that? Is that the icing on the cake or what? What a goal! What an absolute missile! A wry smile on the face of Jurgen Klopp. But what a thunderbolt! Where did Chalhoub pull that one from?
Hi, I'm Jordan Feliciano, staff coach at Vaughan Soccer Club. You're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, even the best need rest. And I know we didn't have a show last week, but I mean, we got to take a rest sometimes, right? We've been giving out some good content the last couple of weeks, no?
Even during quarantine, you know, you got to rest sometimes, no?
Well, exactly, right? You got to take a drink. You got to take a rest from all the drinking and the eating and the, you know, not playing.
Yeah,
and
all the Zoom meetings.
All the Zoom meetings and all that, right?
Yeah.
Doing fractions and multiplying with your kids and stuff. Yeah.
That's absolutely them teaching me. Yeah,
exactly.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
So guys, we're back again with another show. And if you've been listening to the last couple of last 4 weeks, I guess we've have a common theme. We always have a guest and we always talk about a specific era. Our guest fell in love with football and tonight's no different. We have an ex-pro actually on the line. And as usual, I'll leave the intros to Joe.
I'm really, really happy to have this guy on, and I tell you, he's one of the most positive guys I've been around, so that's awesome. Nothing seems impossible for this guy. That's why I love him so much. This guy, Casey Kurash, is our guest tonight, and he's got a great bio, and I'm going to go through a little bit of it. Casey is an ex-pro, had some time playing overseas in Belgium. He was down south playing as well, playing as a student athlete south of the border. Casey's done great things in the game as a player. Also, even bigger and better things as a coach. Casey is currently one of the coaches at Ryerson. He's the assistant coach at the Ryerson men's program, doing big things there. A nationally ranked team every year, always in the mix.
We had Philip Prostrand on a while back, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Now Casey's going to get mad saying it took you this long now, Mom. It's okay.
Honestly, I've been waiting for years. I remember when he did that interview.
Right?
Jordan's waiting for years. Casey's waiting for years. We're slipping, man.
I saved the best for last, man.
That's the one. And,
so Casey's also spent time with both the Guyana U20 women's team as well as the full senior team. Okay, he just recently, not too long ago, was with the U20 Guyana women's team at CONCACAF qualifying or World Cup qualifying. Yeah. And also, like Jordan was saying too, about, you know, always doing things and being busy. Casey just dropped another one on us today, right? So that's amazing. So Casey's also got his own amazing thing going. If you're in the world of football, for sure, in the GTA, you know him already, with Final Third. And he's going to talk to us about that. And it's all over Instagram and so on. Casey doing great things, training and analysis and helping young players and players of all ages, as well as working with Toronto FC Academy and doing some analysis work for them. And he's part of their staff now too. So, Casey, is there something you don't do, my man?
Well, thanks for the kind intro, Joe and Reggie. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I've been waiting 2 years. I remember the day where Coach Philip did the show.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, they're gonna call me tomorrow. You know, like,
am I gonna get the call?
We were actually on a road trip in when we played like Nipissing and Laurentian. We were in North Bay. He's like, hey, you know, I got to do this interview. I'm like, man, he's big time. I was like, I wonder when my time is gonna come. You know, and that just kept me hungry. You know, I said, you know what? you know, maybe tomorrow, and then, you know, the day finally came, and so I'm really happy, man. I'm
stay
excited.
Ready, eh, Case? You stay ready, right?
Yeah.
Focus.
I just try to keep adding stuff, doing more, and then you finally give me the call. So,
well, I apologize on behalf of Joe for not getting you.
That's right. It's all
on
me,
the show
for sure.
Earlier. Yeah. And I'll just sit to the side.
You guys kept me hungry. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on. And yeah, like I've just been trying to keep busy and continue to improve as a coach and do as many things as I can at the highest level. So, you know,
that's amazing.
I had the experience with obviously Guyana not too long ago, and then things just keep adding on with obviously with Toronto FC Academy, who got in contact with me to do some performance analysis for them on the academy side. I mean, I had my hands full with Final Third and coaching Ryerson, but like when Toronto FC comes, you don't turn that down.
That's a call you have to take, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, listen, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a couple things too. Casey also has done a ton of work with Vaughan Soccer Club, as well as our League One team too, and did an amazing job in helping prepare the group along with Coach Patrice and Anthony Vidori and staff and so on for last year's Canadian Championships. And Casey was so instrumental with the analysis work and preparing the boys on and off the field, and did a great job and had a great opportunity to go and experience that, as well as Casey spent time with Orlando City and within the MLS and doing some work with them as well. And again, we're going to talk more about what he's doing with Final Third, and he's got a big interview this week with a special guest. He'll talk to us about that as well from Orlando City. So, wow, Reg, this guy might be the winner of the intros, because there's a lot. So that's great.
That's a good 5 minutes, Joe.
No, these guys pay me well, Reg.
Okay.
The check finally cleared, you know? Casey's check finally cleared. That's what happened. It took 2 years because he tried to get, he's trying to send me Bitcoin. I'm like, no, Casey, I don't deal that. So,
there you go.
Case, we're going to do the fun stuff first, then we'll get with the business. Of course, it's always fun. You can see, you can tell.
Oh, I love this
part. Like I said, but here we go. So, Casey, everyone who's been on lately and so on, and you know a lot of these guys, and Casey's worked with them and so on, they've told us about, or we've asked them, it started with me and Reggie, but as always, we need some help. What era of football really was like, okay, this was the era I really, really started to love it. And, if there was an era, a time frame, a league, a player, just anything like that, an international competition, just anywhere with that.
Well, like from the beginning, to be honest with you, I was born in Iran, and I remember the culture there is you come home from school, you throw your backpack in your home, and you go outside and you just play. You play football until it turns dark, and then your mom or your dad, someone yells, come home, gotta eat dinner. And that's how life went, and everything in between was football. I remember watching the World Cup, and we used to play this game in Iran where we had football cards, and you could win somebody else's football card by flipping it over with your hand.
Nice.
And I remember like Roberto Baggio's card. I remember the day I lost Roberto Baggio's card, I was crying. But that's kind of how football started for me.
Passion early, then. Yeah,
it was just part of the culture. That's how you made friends when you went to a new neighborhood. And for me, really growing up, there was a next phase when I came to Canada in 1996. And again, that was the way I made a lot of my friends. Like, I didn't speak the language. So when I came here, I just had a ball and I was playing downstairs by myself. And kids kind of slowly came and they started playing. And I didn't have to speak English. I made friends instantly like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Guys I looked up to were Ronaldinho. Like, I fell in
Reggie.
Love.
Reggie.
Absolutely, yeah. Ronaldinho.
Who doesn't love Ronaldinho, though, right?
It's a common theme on our show. Right.
Yeah, like, I grew my hair. Like, I try to grow my hair long. I had curly hair, too. Like, all of it. I wore shoes. I wore his jersey. So Ronaldinho, I would say, was a massive, massive influence on falling in love with the game and trying to model my game around his.
Nice. Reggie, I think that's a mic drop, man. Holy moly. Yeah, okay, everybody's getting the Reggie. Yeah. Who doesn't love Ronaldinho? Aww. I said that, right? Like, it's just so amazing. Even now, today, I was saying this last week, Casey, with Jordan, or 2 weeks ago, I said, my sons, I said, listen, you're watching this guy. This is it. Since they can, watch videos, you're watching him. Because he played with a smile on his face, right?
That's it.
Passion exudes from him. So, yeah, that's good. Was there a World Cup or a competition that said, okay, because Reggie and I are the old school guys, and us, it was like 1990, Italian 90 was, whoa, that was the first World Cup we were really glued to,
right.
Although I remember 86, but is there one for you, an international competition, where like, oof, that's the one that you remember, that was the one you watched most intensely, and then, of course, thereafter?
Oh, my God, there's been so many. You know what? A good story here is just 2018, last year.
Yes, I followed it with you guys. Yeah, you guys were, it was awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we took the whole team. We took the Ryerson team and we went to Russia for the FIFA World Cup.
Oh,
and
it was God, like, really?
Honestly, it was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life, because we were just sitting in a room. We had, you know, just finished a year, and it was a heartbreaking year for us. And we said, you know, we like this team deserves something, you know, something special. For them to come back and just play the way they did. And we wanted to do something special that's never been done before. And we were sitting in the room, we're like, let's go to the World Cup.
Amazing.
And to be honest with you, that's kind of what our program is. We try to be a little bit different and do things that no one's ever done before. And that's one of our goals, is to kind of provide that kind of experience. And we made it happen. In 6 months, we got behind it. I'm telling you, we were able to raise $170,000 to go to the World Cup. And it was a big team effort of 30 guys coming together and pooling our sponsors and everybody who supports us and all the fundraising we've done in the past. We've done a good job of saving those fundraising efforts in the past 4 or 5 years. And we said, you know what, we want to do something big. And that was it. FIFA World Cup 2018 in Russia.
That's fantastic.
That's the one I remember.
What was the first game you guys watched together?
We got to watch arguably the best player on the planet, Messi. So Argentina-Iceland game. And he played horrific. I'm telling you, like he just, you know, he missed a penalty. I saw him miss the penalty. I was in the stands.
Yeah.
And the Iceland fans are going nuts. Yeah. And listen, like, I want to tell you guys something. Like, I'm sure, I don't know if you guys have been to a World Cup. Like, that was my first one. It was my dream to go to a World Cup. But the fans are crazy. Like, the Iceland fans are crazy, and the Argentinian fans are crazy. So,
The guys that are traveling that far to go cheer on their team, to follow their team, they got to have a little something loose in the head a little bit, right, to put that together. But that's awesome. Yeah. And I bet the Icelandic fans were nuts too, right?
Yeah, they were nuts. They're, like, everybody there. I mean, good people, like, everybody. He's like,
oh, of course,
happy dancing, but like when Argentina, when Messi missed that penalty, like, man, those Argentina fans, like, they're looking at you to see if you're cheering for Iceland.
And yeah. Where do your allegiance lie?
You can't celebrate too hard either. Like,
that's right. Well,
it was good. It was a good time.
Well, that's you know what? Like, that's so. And again, typical Casey bringing us to something that's so unique and different. Absolutely. I remember like following these guys, Reg, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And I remember. I remember you guys posting that. You know, two things actually stood out. I remember one, you guys posted one with Phil, the coach Phil, doing the keep ups and stuff. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And there was also one when you guys, and again, there's a couple of you guys that are, you know, have Iranian descent. Obviously, you were born there. And there's a player that played for you guys, played for Coach Patrice as well, who's Adam Hamadi. He's doing big things. And I'm glad that Casey's always bigging that up and had a great interview with him on Final Third. You guys were watching the Iran game. I thought that was amazing. There's a group of you guys and who had Iranian background. I thought that was pretty cool too. So,
that was experience. Really fun. Yeah, we got to go and watch it was like a watch party of the Iran game, because we couldn't go to the Iran game because it wasn't in Moscow and we had flown into Moscow. And so there was a watch party. So we went to the watch party and it was crazy. Like, we had like face painting, the whole team was cheering. It was nuts. It was so much.
Yeah. I remember that was great. Look at that, Reg. So, like, it doesn't have to go way back. That was a great story, right? Great.
That's a passion, right? That's a fantastic experience. That's a fantastic experience. That would
honestly, once in a lifetime. It was unbelievable.
Okay, Case, what about you kind of mentioned this, like, you wore some stuff that Ronaldinho did and so on. A pair of boots, an iconic pair of boots or a piece of equipment that for you were like, yeah, that's Casey in his formative years of football that, you know, you always wanted to have or something.
Oh my God, they were the total 90s one. Like,
there they are again, Reg.
You know those total 90s with a big 90 on the shoe?
Yes, for sure.
That was when Ronaldinho came out, like, I was just like, I need that pair of shoes right now. And I went and I bought it, and like, just the laces were on the side. He kept hitting the ball with the outside of his foot.
Yeah.
The step overs, like, I just see it in my head still. And honestly, if I have to pick one shoe that reminds me, it's definitely that one that stands out.
That's great. Excellent. That's awesome.
So, Casey, what jersey do you remember the most out of your formative years, we'll say?
Easy. Easy. Okay. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Juventus Zlatan.
Wow.
Black and white. Black and white, like final third. Like, I love the black and white combo is great. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I went with black and white with final third. But Zlatan on the back, oof, it was I'm pretty sure it was a number nine jersey too. Jeez, it was unbelievable. My favorite one.
Wow, I did not expect that. I mean, that's a great choice, but I did not expect that. That's amazing. It's awesome. Great. Look at that. It's varied from Ronaldinho to Zlatan. There you go.
So we got,
I love Zlatan too growing up.
We got Reggie happy, we got Jordan happy, and we got Vads happy. Look at us. Juve total 90 and Ronaldinho, right? Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins. There you go. That's great. So again, the passion that comes out, we talk about this all the time, why we do it, why we're still kids at heart, right? Yeah. So that's amazing. And there's Casey carrying that passion forward. And again, I've been lucky enough, Reggie. I've been very, very fortunate. And I don't know if – I know Casey remembers a lot, but – how I met Casey was an amazing thing because, of course, obviously he's got a connection with Coach Patrice. Patrice Geyser has been on and so on, who's helped Casey and, you know, their family and so on. And so I'm doing the showcase, the Vaughn showcase, right? And I knew Casey from Ryerson. Again, Patrice introduced me. And Casey, who's amazing, so I needed some help. And he helped me way back in the early days of the showcase.
That's right.
He was the guy just greeting all the coaches, organizing stuff, and I'm like, wow. And like, this kid was a kid, not a kid, but a young guy. It was amazing. And that energy for me has been amazing to see it just keep going to anything he does. So that's amazing. And now we'll talk about what he's doing. So Case, you talked about Ryerson, all those good things. Not many people in football and in soccer get to be part of a national team. They don't get to be part of World Cup or CONCACAF qualifying. Talk to us about that experience, how that came about, and your experience with it and what it's meant to you.
No, it's a great question, Joe. And one of the dreams I had as a player was, playing professionally at the highest level, representing a national team. And I wasn't able to do it as a player. And for me, when I moved into the coaching world, I had the same aspiration and the same mindset of, I want to coach at the highest level. I want to coach at the top level, as high as I can. And right. For me, the day just kind of came. It was one of the goals I had was to represent a national team. And it's funny how things happen. I got into performance analysis a little bit, obviously, when I was in the U.S. Coaching a little bit at the same university where I played, just because the coaches there were a little bit older and they didn't want to do the analysis work, like working with computers, cutting film, all that stuff.
Right.
So they kind of gave it to me, and it's just something I picked up. And when I came to Ryerson, I started, I said, hey, like, this is my skill set. This is what I do. So it's like, all right, you're doing that part of it. Cause it's a big part of the game.
Oh,
and for me, it kind of grew into a specialty, and it kind of led into this opportunity of representing Guyana. And when the Guyana national team, senior national team, contacted our athletic director, Dr. Ivan Joseph at Ryerson at the time, he's of Guyanese descent, and he began building his coaching staff. And when he looked to me, and he gave me a call and said, do you want to come on? He knew I did coaching as well.
Right.
But he said, you do the performance analysis side, and I want you to do that for the senior national team. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Like, and yeah, that's just kind of how the door opened there. And I was able to go to Guyana. I've been to Guyana twice now for international competition. And we just went to the Dominican for the under 20 Women's World Cup, where out of 32 teams, we were the lowest team to qualify, lowest ranked team to qualify. And we got down to the final eight. So
that was amazing. I was following that too. Incredible.
Yeah, it was a good run.
It is a great run. That's again, great experience. That's amazing, to have that opportunity to build your resume and have those opportunities. And again, you see, when you're doing good things, you're going to get those more and more opportunities. And that's Casey's thing. Casey, you said, not playing at the top level. I mean, you've been pretty humble. You mentioned that you were, a student athlete. You went down south and played, but you also had some experience playing in the second or third division in Belgium. Speak to that a little bit, Casey.
As a young player, I always had aspirations of playing playing professionally in Europe and representing a national team. I knew in order to do that, I had to do things that, you know, other players here weren't doing. And so I started training, and I would be doing like two or three a day. So like when I was like 14 years old, I remember running with like a weighted backpack and ankle weights, like really like old school training, because this Belgium coach that we had at the time was giving me these types of like brutal training, like wake up at 5:30 a.m., go run hills, but you're running it with a backpack. And then like, he gave me like crazy workouts. So I started doing that. And I figured out afterwards that it wasn't really the training part. It was more the mental part where he wanted to see if I was willing to do that. So when that coach moved back to Belgium, I was one of the only players he reached out to. And, you know, if you ever want to come do some tests for professional teams here, I want you to come down. So at 16, I actually went down to Belgium and I got a trial with Anderlecht. And it was unreal. Like I walked into the facility there and I'm telling the players were fantastic. And I got to train with them for 2 weeks and like, yeah, you know, if you want to come back, continue training. And, you know, I didn't sign a contract there. And to be honest with you, I wasn't at the level. Those kids were unreal. I came back when I was 19 years old and I did a couple of tests and I ended up signing a contract with Willowey Zaventem, which was a third division team in Brussels at the time. And I ended up staying there for a year and it was a really, really tough year. Like, you know, for me at the time, everyone was like, oh, you know, he signed pro. I was living in a tiny apartment. I was like traveling 2 hours a day to training, coming home, cooking, getting up. Like nobody's talking to you. Everyone speaks the language, but it was literally the best time of my life. It was, I grew maybe 10 years that year. And you know, at the end of the year,
trial by fire, right?
It was amazing. So that was kind of my year of playing professionally, and I learned so much about just life more than just soccer. Just growing up as a man, living on your own in a foreign country. It was a great time.
Valuable experience for sure. That's amazing,
for sure,
Casey.
For sure. On the field though, Casey, what do you think the biggest difference was between the training that you see while you're coming from here and then going down there? What's the biggest difference you see in the training?
Oh my God, the intensity. Holy, when I got to training there. Jesus Christ, these guys were like I'll tell you the biggest difference is you go to a team session here. And I remember like, you know, you come high-fiving everybody and you're in the practice, it's like friendly, like. But when I got there, like, yeah, people were joking around in the locker room. But when we got on the field, like, I'm telling you, these guys were trying to break my ankle. And I was like, these guys hate me. Like, what's going on here? Right. And, you know, you figure it out quick because, you know, there's bonuses in the game now. When you're playing for money, it's different. You know, 18 players on the roster dress and they get some bonus money. If you get in the lineup, you get bonus money. And some of these guys, this is how they're feeding their family. So
survival,
Yeah, so it's a little bit just the intensity, honest intensity, flying tackles coming in. Like, so just that was the biggest thing I noticed right away.
Oh, yeah, it surprises you, eh, Reg? Like, I thought we could, if we could guess that answer, right? Because we hear the same thing all the time, right? Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Like Casey said, I mean, this is their living. If they don't make it, that's it, right? You know, if they got to take you out, I got to take you out.
Coming in hard.
No, I was just going to say, that's got to be, I mean, again, I've worked a bit with Casey on the field and stuff too. And, you know, here and there with Vaughn. And I just think that's what it's invaluable. And I think when Casey's saying it, right, and he's trying to, you know, convey it to his players. And again, I'm lucky because I've seen it firsthand watching Casey do it. It's never something that's negative. It's always like, you know, okay, I've been there and I've seen it. Casey's always like, yeah, like you can do that too. Trust me. It's more like, hey, you know, like you learn two ways. You go through it, just like Coach Casey just has, and he's telling you, or you learn it by, hey, trust me, you know, if you get this opportunity, this is how it's like. And I just, that's what I, you know, as a person watching from a side, I always like to see that with guys like Casey who've had those experiences and have those pro experiences. And that's what we need here, right? We need guys, and there are guys like Casey who had that taste of it, right, Reg? Mm-hmm. And they can come here and offer it to our young players. And, you know, when we talk about we want to qualify and be, you know, prominent in World Cups and so on and be at that stage. It's this is part of it. So that enthusiasm is there. So, and Casey was a pretty good player too. I can vouch for that. Even though I remember going to watch those games and Casey would play for SC Toronto. And I didn't know him yet, but I remember saying, wow, this is a good team. And Casey, you did stand out for me too. So that was good. Good to see.
There was too many stars on that team. Honestly, I was average at best. Too many stars.
So Casey, again, being humble, but you know, we're fast forwarding. He's done so many things. I'm glad you talked about your your pro experience, because that's invaluable. What about your experience with, and Casey's got a great story, Reg, about when he's in Orlando City. I loved it. But what about working with Orlando City and MLS? First of all, how did that come about? And what did you do there? And how was your experience there? Like, what did it entail?
Again, like, this is kind of the performance analysis part that I kind of specialized in when I first got into coaching, and it kind of started adding on, and people kind of started knowing me for doing that. And the way it really started out was true story. You know, when the CPL came out, and I said, you know, like, I want to be involved. I want to be involved in CPL. And right. I was actually going to take a job with York 9 doing their performance analysis at the time. Right. You know, Carmen was involved. You know, Vaughn was, you know, a couple of Vaughn coaches were involved. And so at the time I was in talks with them, you know, the league was kind of new. Nobody really knew what was happening. And I reached out to my mentor and my old university coach that I, you know, he's the head performance analyst. He's the guy I'm interviewing this Friday with Final Third. And I said, hey, you know, I'm going to maybe do an interview for this job. Can you, you know, give me some guidance? What do you think I should be doing? Like, because he's a master of performance analysis. Like, I learned everything from him. So he said, hey, are you interested in doing some work with Orlando City? Just because I reach out to him here and there, but we don't really talk about soccer a lot. You know, it's more life, how are the kids, this and that. And I was like, yeah, of course. He's like, do you want to fly down for preseason and work with us? And I was like, yeah, let me think about it. Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah.
I'm already there. Yeah. Honestly, one thing led to another, and I'm on a flight to Orlando, Florida, and I'm at IMG Academy.
Oh,
and
place.
I got to spend 3 weeks doing preseason with the team there, like learning from the head coaches, all the players, Dom Dwyer, like Nan joined the team afterwards, and I've got a funny story about
Nan. Yeah, that's what I want you to tell you if you can.
I'll tell you guys the Nan story. So yeah. I come back after three weeks. And, you know, like, I just grinded there. I didn't sleep there.
That's
like, I was doing video after video, just, like, talking to these professional players, learning, like, just getting to know them. You know, a couple of them I've already interviewed on the show, like, you know, Lamine Sané, Yuri Lassell.
Yeah,
obviously,
checked
Kamal
in.
Miller.
Great.
Yeah, like,
of course, yeah.
Me, Kamal, there, too. We're just
That's
joking
great.
Around
yeah.
a little bit. But, yeah, I come back and I get a call, and it's the head video analyst there, my mentor, Guillermo. He goes, you know, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm driving home. It's like 8 p.m. I'm just leaving Ryerson. He's like, in 3 hours, I need you to go to the airport. I'm like, for you, anything, man. I'm turning the car around. I'm going there now.
Yeah, I'll do it.
He's like, good. That was a trick answer. Nanny's coming. I want to see if you're going to go. You need to pick up Nanny. So I think he's joking at this time. I'm like, listen, man, stop playing around.
Yeah,
man.
If you need
I'm
me to do home. Anything, I'll do it. Yeah, whatever.
Just stop. Just. He's like, no, like, just sign Nanny. Like, check the news. We're flying him out because he's got to get his visa the next day. And you go pick him up. Like, we want a familiar face to pick him up if possible. You're the only one. I'm like, why is he flying to Toronto? Like, you're in Orlando. Like, what's happening? He said, you know, the closest direct flight out is to Toronto because you've got to leave the country and come back in. So we're flying him to Toronto. Boom. Done. I go to the airport. This is in my car. Like, cleaning it up. I'm like, shining up the car. I'm like, man, I gotta make sure the front seat is looking clean. You know, this guy's a pro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's what you guys are expecting. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I'm just like wiping it down a little bit. And then, like, here comes Nanny, and he comes like two other guys that I obviously know from preseason. They're like, you know, the head liaison and the fitness trainer. They send the team's fitness trainer with Nanny at the time.
Wow.
So, and I know the fitness
this
trainer.
This is Nanny, well. Reg. Like,
yeah,
like
I'm talking. Man United, yeah, Sporting and all that, yeah.
So I'm expecting him to sit in the back, shades on, not talk to me, be on a cell phone the whole time. You know, typical pro, like, whatever. Sure. Yeah, Who's this guy? I don't know. Drive the damn car to my hotel and shut up. But he sits in the front, like, greets me really well. Hey, my friend, how are you? And I'm like, what is going on? Nanny's in my car. And I'm like, speak, say words. Say words. Hey, Nanny, how are you?
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Whatever you need, let me know. And then right away I get into it. Nanny, what's going on? How was playing under Ferguson? Like, I have to ask this
Of course.
Guy.
Yeah,
when are
you going to get
that
chance again? Yeah.
Yeah, so then I started talking to him. And then, you know, he was, you know, at the end of the night, obviously I dropped him off with the three guys, and I thought that was it. But he's like, hey, my friend, make sure tomorrow we're going to have lunch. I want to invite you. Make sure you're free tomorrow if you can come. And Nanny took us out to lunch, the most amazing Portuguese restaurant. We talked for like an hour and a half there. Yes, and the people at the Portuguese restaurant were like, you know, like to see Nanny, like running around. Yeah. Anyway, so became like a decent friend of Nanny's, got to know him a little bit. So anytime he comes to town, I tell him, hey, like anything you need, let me know. I'll come pick you up. I'll be your
absolutely,
taxi driver.
Man. Hey, you know what,
Gabe? He's a great guy.
That might be your best job description right there, man.
Yeah.
Take Nanny around. That's it. Absolutely. I take that over all those amazing things you did.
That was a great story. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, wow. And he's a great guy. Humble guy, great guy, great wow. character. I've seen him on the training ground when I went back to Orlando for a couple of weeks, teaching the young guys, that's training great. The right way. He's coming in early. He takes care of his body like a pro. Like when you look at these professionals, right. and you get to see them behind the scenes, man, he puts in the work. He trains like he in training
full go.
My God. Like he's going nuts. If he loses one small sided game, like he's going nuts.
That's the way it should be.
But you don't know when you see them on TV and you see them, you know, there's a different when you see them in training. Like he's going hard. The reason why he made it to the place that he did.
Yeah, exactly. That's great, Reg. I don't know, man. If we had a trophy for like the best story, man, Casey.
Yeah, that's the winner.
Ben, wow.
Like, I think that's the winner.
I got some crazy. Yeah, that honestly, that Nanny story is a crazy story.
I remember you. I can't. Obviously, you're gonna hear me going. You know, I'm like the guy you're watching the movie with, going, "Oh, watch this." Obviously, that was me with the story because Casey had told me some of the nuggets, right? I'm like, that's it. So that was great. I love it all the time. That's great. And again. It's great that it happens to a great guy like Casey, because that's amazing. That's awesome, Casey. I'm glad you have that with you, man.
Thank you.
So, Case, before we get to, again, what you've done, and I've been saying this to everybody, I made some note of it on my personal social media and Football Weekly, and I've talked to Reg. We'll get to that, because Final Third is amazing. And if you guys haven't checked it out, I'm not sure what you're waiting for, but I know you will, because Casey is just on this upward kind of trend, and we're glad for him. But, Case, before we get to that, which is awesome, Toronto FC Academy. So now you're again doing that. And again, match analysis and performance analysis, it is part of coaching today. Let's just say that at any level, if you're trying to do anything high performance, not even at pro level, it is now part of the fabric of coaching and playing. Correct? We can all agree on that. So how did Toronto FC come about now working with their academy in this new role for you?
So first of all, the pro game is a cruel, cruel world. And I'll tell you that, right? Hmm. For me, that last year's Orlando City team that I had, I had the chance of a lifetime to work with them as an opponent scout. So I worked with them all 2019 season. And it was a tough season. You know, we had a young team, a new coach coming in, you know, a young back line. And the MLS is so close. Like the games, like the difference in the teams are so close. And for me, there was, you know, the team was doing well for most of the season in playoff position. And the last few weeks lost a couple of games and actually finished second last. And it just the way it goes is, you know, head coach gets fired. The whole staff is gone. And that's kind of how my professional career ended with the MLS at that time. And I was like, man, like everyone's gone. Like the head coach, assistant coach, performance analyst.
Cook?
I'm like, that's the brutal reality of professional soccer. And people look at it like, that head coach is fired, man. I feel bad for him. Like you guys don't know.
The trickle down.
The head coach is, he's set. Like he's going to get another job easy. And he's got like compensation benefits. What about me? What about the performance scale analysis who's getting paid peanuts? Or the other guys that aren't. So when you look at a coach being fired, like when you see Antonio Conte being fired, listen, they're cleaning up shop. Everyone's gone. So that's essentially what happened to me. I came, obviously, I was like, okay, it was a great experience. And during that time when I came back, there was, you know, Toronto FC contacted me. They seen my resume, or a couple of people who worked there knew that I worked with Orlando City, and the staff changed. And at the time, they were looking for a performance analyst for the academy. You know, they gave me the call, so I went in. You know, I had a couple of meetings with them, and it went really well. It went positive, and I took the job with just being I worked with the academy, being a performance analyst part time, just because. You know, my full-time gig is with Ryerson University. And
that's right.
So it kind of worked out perfectly to take that job. So that's kind of how Toronto FC came about. And as soon as it started, kind of COVID hit us after a couple of weeks, so we didn't really get into the thick of it yet. But I'm excited. I'm excited to work with a club that's, you know, won an MLS championship already, and there's so many great guys to learn from there.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great. Hey, Reg, the average person would just sit and rest and say, okay, this happened, so I'm just going to sit down. No, and true to form for Casey, who's, like I said, always got something going on, which is great. His energy is very, very infectious, as maybe me and Reg might even get off the couch after this. But
I was going to say, I'd still be sitting on the couch. Hey, man, I picked up Nanny a couple of years ago. I'm good.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm good.
We're eyes open, right?
That's it.
Yeah. So most people would be like, okay, you know, I got hired here. Didn't work out. I mean, it is going to work out, obviously, but it's on hold because of what's happening. But no, Casey starts taking off with Final Third Soccer. So Casey, Final Third, what do you guys do? I mean, I do know, but I would like you to tell our audience, what do you do? What's it about? And, you know, what's your goal? What's your mission with this? Because it's fantastic. So I'll just let Casey talk to that about a bit about that, and then we'll ask him a little bit more.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I started Final Third, so number one, being a player in Ontario, in Canada, growing up, the only way going to the next level was through training and training outside the team environment. I noticed that when I went to practice that I was in similar ability to everybody else. And for me, you know, when I went home, what I decided to do was, okay, like I need to train more so that next practice, I'm just a little bit better. And I was never the best player at 14, 15, 16, 17. Like I just got better every single year. What I've put into Final Third and the reason why I started it is to use my experiences, my connections with playing at the pro level, with coaching at the pro level, with coaching at the university level, combining it with video analysis and the supplemental training to help players get to the next level, wherever that is for them, and help them reach their potential. It's really hard sometimes when you really don't know what to do, when to do it, and structure training outside of the team training. Because, you know, you look at a club like Vaughan, right? You've got fantastic players. I had the pleasure of working with them because Patrice, you know, he contacted me and again, he said, you know, can you help us out with a little bit of the analysis? And I said, yeah, absolutely. Whatever you need, because I owe Patrice everything. He's the one who actually got me a scholarship to go to the U.S. And kind of started my, you know, my coaching career afterwards. Right. So for me, Final Third is just a platform to help players get to the next level through professional supplemental training, which is structured and is customized to that individual. That's an official what Final Third is.
Yeah, and it's an amazing thing. So if you're a player who's aspiring, so there's, let's say, pre-COVID, you know, you would set up, they could contact you, you'd set up some training for them and some privatized training, some plans and so on like that, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I offer the players, like free of charge, is the connections with school and advice. A lot of players will contact me and they'll ask, you know, how do I get recruited? How do I go to the U.S.? How do I get a scholarship? Right. Or you know, how do I become fitter? So I provide this type of mentorship for free if you do come train with Final Third. But yeah, the supplemental training is kind of the bread and butter of what we do, creating plans and creating platforms for players to go to the next level.
Well, that's great. And now what we've seen you do too, Casey, which is amazing, you're doing online stuff like Zoom training sessions, ball mastery stuff. So it works for all ages. It's been fantastic. I know me and my son did one of the first ones. Which is amazing, right? So it's great. You know, at Reggie's full energy, you know, everybody's involved. That's Casey, you know, ball mastery, like I said, for any player, right? Who doesn't need help with that? And then interviews, which are amazing, you know, with pro players. You've talked about Kamal Miller, former, you know, Vaughan player and so on, Canadian international, been on, and you're having,
who's that
you
guy?
Said you're met, who? Sorry? Yeah, who is that guy? Exactly. I heard he's not that much, not that good with his left foot. Oh, man. And this week, Case, this week you're having, so you mentioned him briefly, you're mentor, or you worked with Orlando City, and you're going to have that interview this Friday?
Yeah. So I've got Guillermo Sanchez, who is a, you know, USSF A-licensed coach. He's won, you know, a championship with Táchira. which is, you know, a massive, massive team. And you know, he's worked in South America for a couple of years, and he's won some championships. And I don't know if, like, football in South America is on a different level.
Yeah,
winning a championship there is unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm having him come on. Obviously, he worked at Orlando City last year. He's actually he's working in the first division of India right now, and he's killing it there. Yeah, he's an assistant coach there. And, you know, his niche is on the mental side. You know, he does a lot of mental training with players, and, you know, he's got a master's in sports psychology. And so his specialty is really the performance analyst side, tactical analysis, and the sports psych side. Like, he really helps players out individually with their mentality. And so those are the two of the things that he specializes in. And that's what we're going to talk about this Friday is, number one, what it takes to, what it really takes to be a professional player. He's gotten, you know, he's had the, like, relationship with Kaká. Like, he coached Kaká. That's all I have to say.
Wow.
You know, at Orlando City, he was coaching Kaká, a great relationship with him, and a number of other players. If you look at his resume of who's been, who he has been able to coach he's got unbelievable experience at that level. And yeah, we're lucky to interview him to kind of get the insight on, number one, how to increase your confidence as a player. Talk to him a little bit about tactical and positional analysis in the professional game, and also what it really takes to be a pro. You know, like, he's seen the best of the best behind the scenes, you know, so we're going to talk to him a little bit about that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Joe and I, we're always talking about, you know, what it takes to be a pro. Both of us haven't played pro, so we can't really talk to that, but we like to have people on that have played pro and let us know exactly what it takes. And I'm glad, because most people think it's just go out there and score the most goals, you're the best player, you're going to go pro. It's not like that. You have to watch, you have to train your body, you have to eat properly, and I'm glad you brought up the mental aspect as well. There's a lot of things that have to go into it in order for you to be a pro. And it's not just, like I said, score the most goals, do the most keep-ups, and you're going to go pro. It's not like that. And I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, no, it really is. And he's going to give us an insight into to the background of it. He was a professional himself, but he's just been able to work with, you know, like, the best of the best in the world, like in the MLS, like, to be working with Kaká. And he's going to tell us, you know, what his regimen was and how he trains and how he takes care of his body. And more importantly, like you said, the mental side, Reggie, when I'm there, like, I was in preseason and I'm looking at these top players, only 18 can dress, only 11 can play.
Right.
And it's really interesting to come into the next training session after we have our exhibition game and see how it affects some players and how other players react to it differently. You know, some players will kind of be a little bit bitter. You can see their attitude. Other players come hard. Other players kind of like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm not going to take this seriously. And it's a sink or swim profession, you know, in the professional level. How you react to those scenarios will kind of define how far you go in the game and how long you play.
One of the amazing things, and I'm glad you said it there, and I'm going to trumpet what you've done here, Casey, because I've seen you do this as well, and I'm lucky enough to be part of that too, and watching you, you know, closely that way. You mentioned Coach Patrice, obviously.
A legend.
Right? You mentioned, you know, Carm, who also you worked with as well, Carm Sacco, and guys like this, and we've said, and one thing for me that stood out, and again, when I first came to work with them, and Reggie, I always say this to you too, is I was always amazed that, you know, and Casey's mentioned this, and we've had other guests mention it, Reggie and you and me talk about it over beer after our amazingly important beer league games, but, you know, it's the mentality in a training session. So we said intensity. And I remember, when I was coaching players at the beginning with Patrice and Carm and Casey and guys like this, and, you know, I'd be like, they'd say, well, how was he today? And I remember what stood out for me when I first started with these high performance players is every practice session, whether a coach was there or wasn't there or not, they call me and say, well, how did this guy do today? It's constant. And I think that's what young players sometimes lose sight of. And I think both of you guys can agree with, and obviously more Casey, because he's working with them daily, is that you're under constant scrutiny and you're only as good as your last training session. You're only as good as your last, whatever it is. And that's a difficult thing. And I think that's,
oh my God. Yeah.
Right. And I think that's what stood out for me and stands out. So again, Casey, you've worked on it with pro players. We would say that that's something that it's hard for young players to grasp, that you're on stage, you're being analyzed every single moment.
Every second, every moment, everything you do, from the moment you walk in, shake the coach's hand, everything you do is being analyzed at every level. And yeah, you talk about, you know, Patrice and Carmen, two legends, and I just had the pleasure of playing for both of them, being coached for both of them, and like they do their job like nobody else when in the business, if you look at it, and their history and their success speaks for itself. But
their trickle down case. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, every single day is an opportunity to prove yourself, and from the lowest level to the highest level, it's all like those things are the same. From the moment you walk in, your body language, the way you shake the coach's hand, the way you react after not dressing a game, everything you do will kind of decide how far you go in the game. So, you know, I see players, you know, don't dress for League One and they come back and they'll miss a training session.
Yeah.
It happens at every level. Like, okay, in MLS, the guy didn't dress. Now he's coming in a little bit late for training. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or now he's sick. So he can't, you know what I mean? So it happens at every level. And just the way you react is how far you'll go in the game.
So all of this stuff, Reg, and all this thing that we're saying, this is what you're going to get, guys, if you were to follow, and you are, you should be following it, Final Third on Instagram, but this is what Casey brings. So all this stuff is part of what you'd get with the training. It's not just going to be the technical training. It's all this information that's invaluable. So again, Casey, it's Final Third Soccer. We find you on Instagram, correct?
Yeah, so it's Final 3RD Soccer.
There you go.
So that's the way you can find me on Instagram. I've got a website as well, final3rdsoccer.com. You guys can check that out. I've got a bunch of free YouTube training. I've got a bunch of free, I've got a free 4-week training program right now that I created. You know, I was thinking about, what kind of program do I want to launch? Do I want to charge for this kind of program? And with everything going on, it just didn't feel right with me. There was a lot of good training going on, but there wasn't any structured, periodized training going on. The top clubs like Vaughn, I'm sure you guys have things, but for the everyday player, and there's certain players who just, you know, they didn't have that at the time. Some clubs weren't even reacting quick enough. So I said, you know what, here's a 4-week training plan based on periodization. Here's your rest days. Here's what you're going to do. So we have upper body, lower body. We have plyometrics. We have strength. We have fitness, and we have ball mastery. And, you know, being a performance analyst, I'm going to throw some tactical work in there too. So that, you know, you watch some games. I give you a little bit of homework to do watching the game. So it's a full 4-week program that it's free. Anybody who wants to join, they just email final3rdsoccer@gmail.com, and I'll let you into the classroom, and you get access to all of that.
That's awesome.
Look at this, Reggie.
That's awesome.
Look what I bring you. Yeah, with this. That's great, Casey. That's, like I said, so final3rd, that's a good point to make for sure. Follow him on Instagram. You mentioned the website. Email Casey. I'm telling you guys, I feel like I'm selling something, but I'm selling the best of the best here. There's nothing to sell. Casey is amazing. His energy is great. And if you're looking for that extra training or extra edge or anything like that, please give him a look for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Reggie.
No problem. No problem. Thank you for coming on. We'd like to have you on later on in the year when all this thing is over and we can actually start talking about football. TFC,
all right,
leagues in England and things like that. So just waiting.
Hey, you know, you guys made me wait 2 years to come on the show.
now the ball's in your court, right?
Listen, I'm ready. When you guys give me the call, you guys know I'll be there. I'm going to call Coach Phillip tonight, and I'm going to say, hey, listen, man, something big happened tonight. I made it. I made it.
Oh, that's amazing. Casey, it's been honestly a blast having you. Guys, I applaud you. We've been mentioning Final Third anyway. We're going to mention it on all of our platforms as well. We're going to make an announcement here. Our show is now, we have a great affiliation with Marcus and FTF. We also have one with Casey and Final Third. So you're going to hear a lot about Final Third on our platforms for sure, because we believe in this man, and we hope that you guys give him a look and check him out. That nanny story though, man, that's ridiculous.
Oh man, there's a part two. But we'll
have to do that at different times. Yeah,
I got to leave a little bit of something.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I can't give it all away.
That's it for sure.
Well, maybe we'll get into that off the air, right? So we can tell us, right?
With a beer or two. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Socially distance, of course. Physically
of course. Distance. Over Zoom, right? Over Zoom.
Yeah, of course. Zoom. I got a Zoom account, guys. We can go.
Perfect. Well, Joe, another successful show, I think.
Wow.
I mean,
he's great, guys. I had fun.
Casey was awesome.
So did we.
Just the memories that he had. The we were talking about the shoes and the jersey and the players. It's there was always that one thing that we gravitated towards into football. Yeah. And it's great to hear everyone's different memories. It's awesome, actually. The last four or five weeks has been amazing.
Been fun. We're glad to cap it off with Casey. That was awesome, Casey. Thank you so much.
100%.
Thank you guys for having me. This was a lot of fun. And obviously, you guys are great guys. And this is a great show. So it's a pleasure being on.
We appreciate it. And guys, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.